Garfield County commissioners signed on to a letter of intent last month at the invitation of Rio Blanco County. Kirby Wynn, Garfield County Oil and Gas Liaison, told the commission that the idea emerged from meetings with Jeff Robbins, director of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, and others.
You know, there's probably an opportunity there where we could have a peons sort of rules. And the idea was that if there was commonality among nearby counties, it would be easier for the state to adopt and endorse and not have literally 64 sets of regulations to try to incorporate local control.
SB 181, passed into law this year, gives control of oil and gas regulations to local governments. The COGCC is in the process of making new rules in light of the new law. Garfield County commissioners agreed that rules governing industry activities across the Piceance Basin would send a united message to state legislators and the governor. Commissioner Tom Jankowski said that oil and natural gas exploration is different on the rural western slope than it is on the Front Range.
Senate Bill 181 will be a state-imposed recession on oil and gas development in western Colorado, in Garfield County, for county government and special districts and our towns, municipalities in western Colorado. It's imposed by the state legislature. It's slowing down capital investment in our area.
Leslie Robinson, director of the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, a group that has been fighting natural gas drilling near neighborhoods in Battlement Mesa, urged local special districts to prepare for a decline in energy development revenue. She also said that the western slope is not as rural as the letter suggests.
Your approval of drilling within Battlement Mesa is one of the reasons why there is an SB 181. It was too close to residential areas in Battlement Mesa, and that's why we have been very active in 181 regulations to make sure that the impacts don't happen on a community like Battlement Mesa again.
Jankowski told Robinson that GVCA and Battlement concerned citizens had an impact in Denver, but not in Garfield County.
In my last election, where I was very much in favor of oil and gas, my opponent was opposed to oil and gas, that I carried over 75% of the vote in Battlement Mesa and Parachute. So you are in the minority there.
The letter of intent is not legally binding, but allows commissioners to begin the process of developing basin-wide rules. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.